Welcome to another edition of VM Radio presented by Diagra Sciences. I'm Jim Jessen. Today we have Joel Lentz from Arborchem with us. Welcome, Joel.
Good morning, Jim.
First of all, talk a little bit about your role at Arborchem and what some of your responsibilities are.
Arborchem is a full-service distribution arm of the Osborne Tree Expert Company. My role is to help design and set up vegetation management programs all across the U.S., whether they be for utility line clearance, invasive weed, pipeline services, anybody who has unwanted vegetation.
Where are some of those areas around the U.S. that you manage?
I oversee all of the U.S. operations from coast to coast.
Okay.
with the Osborne Tree Expert Company.
All right, and back in 2007, you guys had started an internal challenge with your employees that was labeled No Stump Left Behind. Explain what that program is all about.
Well, we have 22,000 employees out trimming trees every day, and we have a strong turnover rate within our utility industry, whether it be from the guys that are trimming the trees or, more importantly, from the decision makers on the utility side. So you have new foresters coming in that aren't aware of stump treatments, and as a result, it's been forgotten. So the whole idea was to set up an awareness with these new foresters and with our own people as well. So we partnered with Dow AgroScience, who are the leaders in stump treatment and basal applications. And we started a program called No Stump Left Behind, and we put together little stick-on dashboard calendars as a reminder. And we set out goals for each one of our regions to try to either stay where they were at last year or increase the amounts, or more importantly, where they weren't using any at all. So we had the Dow reps and our own supervision out, again, creating this awareness that we felt was important and is a strong tool within our industry that should be utilized, and it's gone to the wayside.
Okay, and how successful has that program been over the year and a half for you guys?
Well, it's hard to say because there's some areas that budget has dropped and it hasn't done as well as we had expected it to. And then there's other areas that increased three times of what they did in the past. So it's an ongoing effort, and again, turnover in our industry has been high from, like, it's not only the Osborne personnel or the guys doing the work, but from the utility side. So it's something that you just can't put out one year and say, oh, that's done, program's over. It's something that's ongoing constantly, and both the reps and myself and our supervision has to keep promoting. So as far as to answer your question, as far as how successful, we're happy with it. We thought it turned out very well, but it isn't something we can just sit back and say, okay, that program's done, let's move to the next one.
Sure, and like you said, just getting the awareness out there. And one
exactly.
of the things to talk about is that, you know, people want this reliable, safe power, a good source of power, and a lot of people don't know that integrated vegetation management can play a big factor in providing that. So what makes low volume or low volume basal and cut stump treatments effective tools in your guys' efforts?
Well, first of all, they're both very selective. You cut a tree down, you treat it with a very ultra low volume amount of herbicide, and it stops that tree from resprouting. As you know, if you cut a tree down, depending on the type of tree that you have out there, if it's a root suckering like an ailanthus or a locust or maple or sassafras, you're going to have 10 to 20 stems come back where you had that one. So it's also very cost effective to treat that stem rather than have to come back and cut down 20 more the next time around. It's also accepted by the public in that you're selectively treating each one. You're not out doing a high volume application in their backyard on distribution lines. And we have many tree crews all across the country. And so for each one of those guys to go out and do those type of applications as they cut trees down is more cost effective for the utility. So the next time around, when they're coming through and manually cutting their power lines in their backyards, there's not going to be as much to take out, so they'll be more productive.
And I guess specifically as we look at low-volume basal and cut stump treatments, what are some important techniques that you tell your crews to keep in mind when they're performing those applications?
Well, having the proper equipment, having the proper mixes for the species that they need to be treating, having the proper nozzle sizes, maintenance of the equipment so that they can be productive, knowing the species and what's nearby and the temperatures that are so that you don't have any volatility issues with off-target damage. Typically, when we set up a program, we want to make sure that we're using the right tool, which means the right combination of herbicides and the right application technique so that we can get a high percentage of control, make sure that we're productive in our application and that we have no off-target damage. We meet those three objectives, then we'll meet our goals in providing reliable power. But the application itself is to treat the existing, in a stump treatment, to treat the existing bark down to the ground line and any exposed roots anytime after cutting and before any resprouting occurs. But we encourage our crews to do it as soon as possible. Now, in today's environment, you have a lot of applicators that aren't licensed, and some states require licensing. So what happens is we have follow-up crews to our tree crews that are just doing stump treatment. And that's very effective as well, but it's not as effective as the guy that's right out on the job, cuts the tree down, and then treats it right after. With a cut surface application, now those treatments have to be applied immediately after you make the cut because typically they're water-based products like Milestone VM Plus, Undiluted, or Pathway that need to be applied immediately after cutting. But your oil-based products like Garlon 4 Ultra with a basal oil can be applied anytime after you make the cut because you're basaling the stump. Now, with low-volume basal applications, as long as the stem is dry, you treat up around, without cutting the tree, you treat up around 12 to 15 inches, completely around the entire circumference, down to the ground line and any exposed roots. Up to about 6-inch diameter, stems can be treated. And thicker, corkier bark stems, we would like to put a little more material down around the base without puddling. Don't come higher on the stem, but put a little more down around the base because the bark is thinner there and you'll get better absorption and pickup, and you won't get these huge rings around the trees from spray.
Great tips. Well, thanks a lot for your time, Joe. I look forward to talking with you in the future.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks.